All right, listen, we want to talk about this Eagles-Lions game in a little more detail. And here to talk about this matchup is former Eagles linebacker Gary Cobb, who also co-hosts Fox 29 Eagles Pregame Live and the G. Cobb Birds Report weekly podcast presented exclusively by Parks Casino Sportsbook, backed by the number one casino in PA. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Gary Cobb, you're joining Pat Callahan and Joe Torre here on This Week in Pro Football. Great to have you on.
Hey, you know, I listen to you guys every week, and of course, you know, get a chance to hear Sal and stuff, and you guys have me laughing, and you have a lot of fun with it, and then you're able to find some things about these games, you know. But this game tomorrow, you know, the more I look at it, boy, I tell you, I'm really concerned about the Eagles. You know, they can't run the football, and I look at this Lions front. They are big up front. They got some young linebackers that are very athletic. They are a solid football team. And the thing about Matt Patricia, he's doing, you know, like his boss used to do, which is he doesn't really play 34 or 4-3. They do both. That way they keep the offense guessing as to what they're in. And they'll have guys with their hand down, and they're dropping in pass coverage. And they fool you, so that's the kind of thing where Carson had better be sharp, or he could wind up just rising up and throwing the ball right to one of their defensive players. So I'm really concerned about that because the Eagles have got to run the football. I mean, you know, you guys were talking about that some, but they got to be able to run the football, and running the football is personal. It's emotional, you know, and they got to just want it more than the Lions. And I'm not sure that how they're going to be able to do that tomorrow.
All right, Gary, let me just finish up or follow up on the run the ball comment, because I was haranguing Torty before we got the last break about that. My theory, Gary, and you played in the league, we played with the Cowboys and the Lions and Philadelphia. You've seen every run.
Don't say that Cowboys part too loud around here.
But I think the league has just become ridiculous now. Every team's got to have three running backs, and a guy breaks off a 15-yard run. He looks great. All right, you get the hell out, and I'm going to bring the other guy in. And I think it ruins continuity. And do you see that even with the Eagles, with this insistence on getting all three guys back there? Wouldn't they be better off just pounding Howard more consistently than they do?
Well, I think you got to have a lead horse. You know, I do think, and I don't have a problem. I think that they, because of their abilities, they can move them around a little bit. But I think you got to have a lead horse. And I think really Howard is their guy, because every time he's in there, he's running inside, he carries the pile. He runs with intensity. And I think they need that, to have that kind of physical part to their game. Because I thought it did something for them in their Super Bowl year, where they had some physical running backs to go along with that, you know, dink and dunk passing game sometimes. So I would agree with you to a degree, you know. But I do like to see, you know, Sproles out there on third down, where you got a change up there on third down. But I agree that I think they should have Josh Howard. He would be my lead guy, because I think that Miles Sanders, he's still learning. And sometimes he's taking runs outside. They don't need to be going outside. Get that 4 yards right there. Don't try to go for the home run, you know, and he's got to learn that.
G. Cobb, I was looking at the Lions depth chart yesterday, and I noticed Mike Daniels is a backup defensive lineman for them. And with all of the injuries the Eagles have had, I've been thinking, geez, it'd be sure nice to have a guy like that starting for you here in Philadelphia. The question I have for you is, based on everything that's happened, how do the Eagles kind of survive the injuries that they've had on the defensive front? Because that position of strength, defensive tackle that we thought of going into the season, all of a sudden is looking a whole lot thinner than it was.
Well, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to move one of those defensive ends. They're going to have to go inside and play some defensive tackle, especially on pass down. So you're probably going to see Graham going inside on pass down. Of course, he made that big, you know, the biggest sack in Eagles history of Tom Brady, that strip sack he had. So he can give them some help inside, because you got to get some pass pressure on you know, the quarterback. And Matthew Stafford is prone to making mistakes. I see that Matt Patricia is kind of taking the ball out of his hands some and making sure that they run the ball and don't turn the ball over. But the Eagles need some turnovers, and they need to get some pressure on the quarterback. That's what they're going to need tomorrow in order to win. So I see Brandon Graham going inside and trying to help out Hassan Ridgeway and Akeem Spence, you know, along with, of course, Fletcher Cox there. And then Fletcher He's getting healthier, so I expect a big game out of him tomorrow. But they need somebody to make a big play to create a turnover with that pass rush. And the guys inside, that's going to be a key area that they need to come through on.
All right, talking with Gary Cobb, who co-hosts the Fox 29 Eagles pregame live and in the weekly Gary Cobb Birds Report podcast. Gary, you played, I mentioned the three organizations. I won't mention them again specifically at your behest. But one of them being the Lions. And what I like, having played for all three of those organizations, two of which have been more, certainly more historically successful than the Lions, who win the NFL title every 70 years or so. What is it about a franchise like Detroit, Gary, that has them with this Groundhog Day year in, year out, 7-9, 6-10? What's missing in an organization like that? And what separates the have-not organization like Detroit from the have organization like those guys in down in Texas?
Well, you probably would have to, you know, to make it as simple as possible, you got to look at the quarterback position, you know. And I think that if you look at the Lions right now, you look at Matthew Stafford, he's the epitome of this organization. He's got all the tools. But then he'll make a throw where you're going like, how do you make that throw? How do you throw that interception? You just cannot throw that interception at that time. And that's what really has hurt Matthew Stafford through the years, because they've had better teams. You know, of course, they're kind of rebuilding to an extent right now.
Yeah.
But when you got the quarterback, and I can't say enough about it, your quarterback plays such a huge role in how you make out in the, you know, and I played with the Lions. I remember this is years ago, back in the 80s, we were beating the 49ers, you know, with Joe Montana and his crew. And we got a 35-yard or a 40-yard field goal. And one of the best kickers in the league, Eddie Murray, because I was in there on the field goal team, he misses a 30-some-yard field goal with seconds remaining. We beat the Niners and go on further in the playoffs. Of course, he misses the kick. And, boy, I mean, I'm still upset.
Can't tell, Gary.
But you got to have guys that can make big plays with the game on the line. And a lot of times it comes down to the quarterback. And so the Lions are going to go as far as Matthew Stafford takes them. And it's just pretty much as simple as that. Of course, you know how we're relying on Carson Wentz. So I do not want him to be trying to make plays like he did last week. He's not going to stay healthy if he keeps making plays like the one with Vic Beasley wrapped all over his leg. Yeah, he completed the pass. Everybody's talking about how great it is. I was saying, we don't need to talk about how great it is, because we're going to be carrying him off the field if he keeps trying to do that. He's got to throw the ball away at times, stay healthy. And I don't know, man, with those receivers out, I think tomorrow he's going to be trying to carry this offense on his own, because I don't think they're going to run the ball well. So he's going to be trying to carry this offense on his own, and that's where you get hurt.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to ask you about, Gary, is that now the buzz has been that Carson Wentz himself talking about how they've got to find a way to make the new wide receivers in these starting roles, Mac Hollins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, comfortable, and to kind of do the things that those guys do really well. What does that Eagles offense look like relative to what it is when DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffery's in there?
It's like night and day. I mean, they're not the same team with, you know, when you've got wide receivers like DeSean Jackson, who can outrun just about everybody in the league, and he gives you a legitimate deep threat. He makes the safeties back up. And then you got a guy like Alshon Jeffery with that huge catch radius who can make plays for you. You take those guys out of the lineup, as well as Dallas Goedert, who's your best blocking tight end, and who was really, at training camp, I mean, this kid is looking like he's going to be the superstar. And then he hurts his calf. I mean, they need to get him back, because he is really a quality player. He takes the offense to the next level. But you take those guys out, and you're not excited about the next guys, the next group that's out there. So Carson has to make plays. If they're not running the ball, he's going to try to extend plays. And I'm concerned about it. I think this is one of the biggest games of the year. If they could find a way to win this game, and Carson can come out of this thing healthy, then I think they're going to, you know, it's going to be tough riding against the Packers. But after that, when they get those guys back, I think they can go on a run. So Tomorrow's game is going to be a big one, you know. But I don't feel good about it because I don't see them running the ball well, and I see everything on Carson's back. And, you know, I see him out there running around trying to create,
right,
putting himself in jeopardy. So it's definitely very concerning with this game. I don't feel good about it. I'll tell you that right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.